Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunnin'. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, peace, power, love, and welcome to a special Saturday night edition of The Big Picture with Melvin City Jr. Brought to you by the Panther Party Radio Network. Didn't do a show this week and contemplated doing a show 3 days this week and just got caught up in doing other things. I hope everybody can hear me okay. Trying out a new microphone, but welcome. Warm welcome all. If you are listening online and would like to call in to be part of this conversation, call in numbers 914-205-5538. Again, it's 914-205-5538. Welcome, warm welcome all, and welcome my listeners from all over the globe, as well as those listeners with activatedmedia.org out of Boston, Mass. Thank you all for tuning in, and this show tonight is just really something I wanted to do earlier in the week, and I do have two people who will be joining me during this broadcast and several others. Hopefully I put the word out so that we can have a lively discussion, if nothing else. like I say, this particular show is just really an open session. I want to discuss the America we knew is fading fast, and the cover of racism is being revealed daily. And is the new America going to be better or worse? Because America has never been great, and change is inevitable, especially when you are a crumbling system. So let's take a hard look at that, and we'll talk about that in the several aspects of just how worse of a shape America is in. I mean, if you just take a look around right now, especially, you see that America and the condition of America is not in the best of shape. You've got groceries at, you know, higher prices, gas at higher prices, rent at higher prices. But yet, you still got a country that will send millions of dollars on a consistent basis to Ukraine, to aid Ukraine in their effort against Russia, in hopes that Russia will in hopes that Ukraine will crush the Russian forces. And, you know, those are the things that I'm talking about, just America, the hypocrite, America, the unrighteous, America, the who ain't never been good for nobody. And like I said in the opening, you know, America plays the role of Big Brother and takes on the character of Big Brother, but really is not a Big Brother, because a Big Brother don't choke the little brother out. And America pretty much will choke its citizens to nothing. America, like I say, has never been great except for a certain few people. And we see in this country, still to this day, after all the marching, singing, and praying that our ancestors done, after all the time and effort put in to the civil rights movement, we still, as of right now in this country, are not free. We are still in this country under white supremacist racism control. Everywhere you look, white supremacy is right there beside you. Everywhere you go in this country, white supremacy is the is just the norm. Is the systematic way, and nothing has changed in America to make it great. And like I said, it was never really great except for a certain few. So, like I say, tonight, I just want to discuss, like, America and its downfalls and its constant mistreatment of black people. I'm going to try to stop saying that. The constant mistreatment of those who are indigenous here. Those who were here before any Caucasian rule, you know, because all of us were not brought over here on the so-called slave ships. And I think, too, that's part of the reason why we don't react in the proper fashion and why we tend to ignore one another, and also how we tend to contribute to our own downfall in some cases because we don't practice unity. We don't practice building together. And then we wonder why we are treated a certain way. We wonder why we are ignored constantly. And we also continue to wonder what it is we need to do when we, in all reality, know and understand what needs to be done. Just putting it into action is the deal killer. You know, the talking is good and all that. And then, I mean, we continue to watch America crumble. And that's really what's happening right now. America is not progressing at this moment in time as a nation. There's so much division. Then you've got this jackass Donald Trump running around stirring the pot. And I'm so sick of hearing about Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago. I mean, if that had been Barack Obama, who had possession of top secret files, I mean, we all know what the outcome and what that scenario would be looking like at this particular juncture, because, I mean, hell, he's had these documents for months now. Who did he share them with? Why didn't he even have them? You know, but those are questions that, you know, we'll probably never get answered, and then those are the type of actions that can be displayed when you are protected by white privilege. And regardless of what they're saying, they haven't done nothing to that jackass yet, and that jackass walked out of there with documents that didn't belong to him, documents that were labeled top secret. You know, from what I've read, like I think, like a few dozen, couple of dozen top secret, you know, files. So why does he have them? How does he get them? And why is it that you got to take all these steps to criminalize white men when they're blatantly open in their criminal action? You know, and then not only that, trying to cover it up by having the boxes stashed back with some old magazines and newspapers. So it's evident that he was on some bullshit. And it's evident that whatever he done with the documents, it's criminal. But yet and still, in white society, criminal is acceptable. You know, then you have him running around with all the rhetoric directed towards the FBI and, you know, giving them a hard time, putting their lives at risk. You know, but let him tell it when he was president, he was the law and order cop. You know, if you're a cop, yeah, you don't have to handle them nice, handle them a little rough. But now you see, just like a selfish white supremacist that's trying to save his own flesh and save his own character, whether it's good or bad. And most of the time it's bad, but regardless, you still let them walk free. I mean, they have come after them on several different occasions, but never, you know, convicting him of criminal acts when it's evident that what he is doing, and if anybody else was doing it, you know, would be crucified. And that's why I say America is just the reaping what it has sown. It has bred a nation of killers, mass shooters. And now, you know, it's reaping what it has sown. You know, you whatever you build a country on is what a country is going to stand on. And this country was built on violence, so why wouldn't it stand on violence? Why wouldn't it allow criminal acts? Because this country was, most of the people who are rich and elite right now, today, great-grandfathers or whatever, I can guarantee you was involved in some criminal activity in order to gain the riches that they have now. You know, the taking of land, just, you know, the mistreatment of people just because of who they are. You know, we're born who we are supposed to be. That should be criminal. You know, but in white supremacist America, anything going against the grain of white supremacy is criminal, you know, unless you fit the complexion for the protection, then you can pull a Donald Trump and just steal top secret documents, you know. Then white America don't suffer the wrath of policing like we do. And so, you know, let's even get into that a little bit, you know, because these police are out of control. There's a clip floating around now. I can't remember exactly where it's at. I think I do have it pulled up, and I may play it. Just so you can hear and understand, because I'm sure that most of you have saw this clip, because over the last few days, I don't remember when the first day it hit, and I posted it on my page, specifically because of the way this officer chose to talk to an indigenous woman. And a lot of people don't understand that type of aggression and don't really want to believe that type of aggression is prevalent in these police departments. And that stopped the other day. I mean, she was a woman, first of all. She had three kids with her in the car and was pregnant as well. So this cop, you know, with all the arrogance and in the beginning of the stop, how, yeah, I got my gun, I'm not worried about nothing, I'm good, I'm safe, you know, just the way they choose to police us. And nobody wants to believe it, even when it is shown, as in the case of the young sister the other day, and like I say, her having her other kids with her, doesn't matter. Don't forget about Castillo, who was shot in front of his girlfriend and in front of her daughter. The men stood there with that gun also. They don't care about killing us. They don't care about killing us in front of our women, our children. We're always the threat. And what's aggravating to me is how white America has placed their characteristics upon us and has the world thinking that we are the violent ones, the evil ones, you know, when they have done everything in their power and then some to hold us back. And not only us, others get caught up in the web as well, you know, and only the spider that builds the web is able to maneuver on that web. And let me go on and throw this in here, because we need each other, I mean, now more than ever. Now more than ever. So you know, tonight, like I say, I just wanted to jump on here and just talk about the hypocrisy of this country and the injustices of this country and the things that we sit and watch on a consistent basis and we still allow that behavior, the mistreatment, and everything else that comes with white supremacist America, and we consistently support it. And I'm not saying we openly support it, but we're consistently in support of it because we continue to participate in the system. And as long as we continue to participate, they will continue to eliminate, because the devil don't love nobody, not even himself. And see, we seeing that now more than ever as well amongst them as the political differences and the political rhetoric comes more and more into play. And, you know, me and a friend of mine who should be calling in a few moments, but we're talking about civil war, you know, and just their need and greed for control and power, you know, and then their willingness to even kill their own in pursuit of control and power. So that's the topic, and I will be right back when I'll be joined with Tamisha Renee, and hoping and waiting for a call in from my brother who should be calling in as well. But I'm going to take a quick break and get a quick break in. And like I said, when I come back, I will be joined by Tamisha Renee, and hopefully Kevin Crosby will be on the line here in the next few minutes as well. This is just an open mic show, really. Opinions and all that are welcome. But my main topic is just America and its infatuation with itself, its love with itself, when it really ain't nothing to love about America unless you are protected. So this is the Big Picture with Melvin City Jr. on the Panther Party Radio Network. You are listening online. Call in numbers 914-205-5538. And you can get in on the conversation. About to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the law.
Hey, yo, there go that brother Grand Poobah. Heard that brother got nauseous.
Yo, true and G, brother. Yo, let's have that brother come over and add on to the site.
Manifesting thoughts with my infinite size, making sure this travels 23 million miles. The other tricks are set to crucifix, because the heart of the problem is this.
Big on it, girl.
Preacher got my order, putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of soup can. He has a home, drives a caddy to town. Has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground. Slain of those who fought for what was right. Slain of those who fell victim to the fight. A drug controlled substance contained in a vial. About a devil as he looks and he smiles. Good at the game of technology, but I have knowledge of myself. You're not fooling me. black unity, unification to help our bad situation. I wrote this on a day of wisdom, power, all being born of myself.
God.
I won't diss the next brother to be paid us, and my trade is just a plan that is designed by the colored man. Now our babies are born to think this is the way of us.
The way of
that's
us.
The way the devil wants it, so it is no fun.
It is no
it's
fun.
Just that sad old song, self-destruction, to stop our reproduction. Then put our wisdom before us.
Murderer.
That makes it wisdom, knowledge.
Murderer.
But we need knowledge, wisdom, to bring forth the understanding.
Murderer.
Culture of freedom.
Murderer.
Power refinement.
Murderer.
Equality God built, destroy, bones our cipher.
Murderer.
Can a devil fool a Muslim?
No, not now it ain't, bro.
Who you mean to say the devil fooled 400 years ago?
Why equip self for trade and meaning the trade? God, now cipher. It's time to drop the bomb and make the devil pay the piper.
True indeed, God. True indeed, God. Mark. True indeed, God. True indeed, God.
Mark.
True indeed, God. True indeed, God.
Mark.
True indeed, God. True indeed.
We can live much better than this. Nothing's changed, it's just another sequel. The devil's still causing trouble amongst the righteous people. Drugs in our community.
That ain't right.
Can't even get a job.
That ain't right.
Poisoning our baby.
That ain't right.
Lying, who is God?
That ain't right.
Well, here's some food for thought. Many fought for the sport, and the black man still comes up short. It's time to motivate, build and elevate. Blind, deaf, and dumb, we gotta change their mind state. So I'll dip, diver, civilizer 85-er. Gotta let them know the devil's a conniver. This is the plan from the brother man from the motherland. Now it's time to take a stand. I'll keep striving to do my duty to awake them to the universal family. I say assalamu alaikum. Yeah. Now I'ma do it like this. Enough respect to the brother John DJ. Enough respect. Enough respect to my brand new being brother. Bussin'. Lord Jamal, God Allah, Derek X is on the flex, Alamo is good to go, sincere, the God is in here, so move on, black man, move on, we gotta move on, black man, move on, move on, black man, move on, we gotta move on, black man, move on. Now before I motivate, I'ma just say like this, please, educate Allah's children with equality.
Welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture. Coming at you on a Saturday night just to fill in the gap of not doing a show on Monday. If you are listening online and would like to call in, be part of the discussion, the talk, it is an open session. I'm discussing on my open part. Just America and its hypocrisy. Been on it the last couple of shows, and just until, you know, racism is eradicated and, you know, gone, I think that we all have work to do, because just because you are of the complexion for protection doesn't mean that you're always covered for that protection. Before the break, I'm going to play a quick clip, news clip that I got off of YouTube, and it's from Good Morning America, actually. But before the break, I was talking about the young lady who was handcuffed at gunpoint by one of these punk-ass cops. And after I play this clip, I'm going to let Tamisha Renee give her opinions about this clip. Also, just give her feelings about this clip and probabilities as far as being a melanated woman in this country and, you know, the probability of it happening to any one of our, you know, queens out here, and just having to deal with it and hope that some type of justice comes out of it. But these are the kind of stops, like, most people don't want to believe they occur. It can't be that bad. You know, it happens to all of us, but no. It doesn't happen to all of us. And when I first saw the clip, I was outraged just by the way he spoke to the woman, not knowing her condition, whether, you know, she had children in the car, whether, which she did. Like I say, not knowing her condition, which was she was pregnant as well, but just his arrogance in knowing that I got the gun and I'm not worried about you doing anything, and then just how he spoke to her when she was trying to explain why she pulled over into that lot, which I don't blame her, because the way these cops are behaving now, they're of no service. They're only a threat. But let me play this clip, and then I'm going to let Tamisha Renee jump in here. Bear with me. I hope you all can hear this. Like I say, this is a clip from a Good Morning America interview.
Make any movement! That will be your last mistake you're going to make!
A Florida sheriff's deputy has resigned after body cam video released over the weekend shows him draw his gun on a pregnant mom during a traffic stop.
You don't know how a traffic stop works?
Bradford County Sheriff's Deputy Jacob DeSue handcuffed Ebony Washington, her three young kids watching from inside the car. Washington tells them to keep recording. This all started Friday evening when DeSue blared his sirens on a dark rural road, signaling Washington to pull over for speeding. After driving about a mile farther to the next gas station, she tries to explain she'd done so in order to be in a better lit area. The body cam video shows her exiting her car with her hand up.
I don't care about why. Just shut up.
Yes,
about the why.
Yes,
don't care about the why.
But I let him know I'm pregnant, sir. I'm 4 months pregnant. Because I felt like how hard he pulled me, that he would actually, like, throw me to the ground.
In an ABC News exclusive with her daughters, Washington says she knew her decisions in that moment were critical.
I didn't give him a reason for him to harm me in front of my children, and so my calmness really just came in because I was afraid for my life.
I was really scared for my mom, and I didn't know what they were going to do to her.
Washington's husband believes the officer's reaction went well beyond what was necessary.
She was treated as though she was a terrorist, you know, for simply not pulling over. And within the time frame, the officer believed that she should have.
Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith tells ABC News he's disappointed this happened, and we don't deal with black and white. We deal with right and wrong. The sheriff says Washington did exactly the right thing.
She explains to him that, you know, she's flashing lights to get to a lit area. Okay, well, that's what I want my wife to do. That's what I want my daughter to do. That's what I want my neighbor to do if you feel unsafe.
Washington's attorney now vows to pursue any avenue to prevent this type of thing from happening to others.
How law enforcement is supposed to react on a speeding ticket, but we see it more and more, and usually it involves stereotype. Usually it involves, you know, racial injustice.
And although she says she was terrified, this mom wanted to send a message.
I'm not that type of person. I'm an educated woman, and so I felt like I needed to, like, loosen that stereotype that may have been in their head.
Now, we have reached out to that deputy to sue. We did not hear back. And you all, there's no shortage of stories out there.
All right. Just wanted to play that clip so you can hear what we have to go through. Welcome to the show to just give her perspective, feelings about this particular situation. And this is just something else that we have to deal with in America, you know, being over-policed. So welcome, Tamisha, to the show. Just wanted to get your perspective on not just that particular incident, but, you know, just your perspective on the several incidents that have happened involving women of color and still not getting justice for the injustice. So welcome.
Thank you, King. You know, in watching that clip, just even knowing, you know, that this occurred, you know, it's very disturbing. It's very upsetting, just for the simple fact that this woman is with her children, you know, and even if she hadn't have been pregnant, still, the disrespect that this officer showed towards her when she was not being aggressive, she wasn't being rude, you know, she wasn't being disrespectful to him. And in fact, I heard her calling him and saying, yes, sir, you know, as he was saying, oh, well, I don't care about the why. I don't care about the why. And I can hear her saying, yes, sir, and telling her to shut up. You know, all that, just completely unnecessary. That's something I never could understand, you know, about police officers in their handling of women, especially us women of color, when we weren't or haven't, you know, come at them in a threatening way. I can't even imagine, you know, if she would have even made any wrong or sudden move to where he may have felt threatened to shoot her in front of her children. He had no regard for those kids in the car. Had she been white, oh, it would have been a whole different scenario. You know, he would have probably came at her with the utmost respect or, you know, being nice to the kids, that kind of thing. You know, it's just something that, you know, I know I've said time and time again, you know, I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of hearing about it happening with us as a people, as a race. Is it going to stop? Will it ever stop? That's just the big question mark, you know, a question that we don't know will ever be answered as long as we exist here in this America, this white supremacist country, nation. You know, I myself had a similar instance where a police officer, you know, felt the need to grab on me and snatch on me when it wasn't necessary. I wasn't being, you know, disrespectful. I just simply was trying to grab my child. And he grabbed me, snatched me by the arm, you know. And it just really outraged me. And at that point, you know, I wish I could have, and maybe I'm wrong for saying this, but, you know, I wish I could have just hauled off and just punched him in his face for even grabbing on me like that. But why they feel the need to handle us in the manner that they do, especially when we're not coming at them in a threatening or violent manner, I just still to this day don't understand. why they feel so threatened by us when we as a people have always wanted peace. You know, we've been so forgiving towards folks that have just dogged us out. You know, and I'm just really putting that mildly. But we still, yet and still, you know, we still just try to be the peaceful ones, and try to remain calm in situations to try not to escalate things so that it doesn't turn into, you know, anything where someone's life could be in jeopardy.
Where's another hashtag?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, you know, I feel like, you know, all these stories that we can continue to hear about and see in the media, it's beyond depressing. You know, it has, I know, affected a lot of us emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And what do we do? What do we do? You know, we continue to, you know, spend our dollars, and maybe that's what needs to happen. You know, we need to stop.
I honestly think that just our continued participation in this failed experiment allows them to continue to control us, because
mm-hmm.
like I say, you know, as long as we're feeding the monster with the means for it to continue to grow, which is with money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've been saying the last few weeks, why do we continue to participate in a system that ain't never respected us as a people? I mean,
right.
just the taxation. Why are we paying taxes? Why do we continue to pay taxes? And then they will spit in our face
mm-hmm.
and tell us how they don't have reparations. But in the same breath, they will turn around and give Ukrainians land and money for a fresh start. They'll give Afghanistan people land and money for a fresh start. But when it comes to us, the people who they oppressed and have never atoned for any of their wrongdoing, but they can never find two nickels to rub together for us. Those of us who actually provided the blood, sweat, and tears to build this country.
Exactly.
And just the continuous, to have the continuous mistreatment. And it comes to a point where, yeah, we're turning that situation around, and the tide is turning, but even though the tide is turning, doesn't mean that we can sit back and fall back into a cruise control
mm-hmm.
mode, because a lot of times we see a small change and we're ready to go back to cruise control.
Right.
And we gotta continue to keep and apply pressure to this system until it understands the concept of doing the right thing, because it just, to me, seems like no matter what is happening, as long as it's not affecting those elite, there are no worries. There's no urgency to correct what's wrong. And that's where we need to be more vocal.
Oh, yeah.
And where we need to hold this country accountable. And when I say that, I mean that in the same way they hold a criminal accountable.
Right.
Because right now this country is definitely culpable of several crimes and culpable of several circumstances because of its greed and because of the way this country has chosen to do business. And not only that, how this country has chosen to treat some of its own.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. We need to continue, like you said, to apply the pressure more and more so and not ease up at all. You know, the tide, as you said, it's turning at a slow pace. But I honestly feel like, yeah, we need to just stop patronizing this, you know, system, period. I feel like that's where it should start. We, I believe, find so many different, you know, things that keep this country afloat. If we just stop, that's where it will crumble and fall apart for them. But we need to, like you said before, you know, create our own things, do our own things, and not rely on this system that don't give a damn about none of us. They prove it continuously on a daily basis. What can happen for us to come together? I know there's many out there that want to come together to make that happen.
Well, I think one of the most important things that we need to start doing is being more supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we have really got to start building things that are necessary for us to get to the next level. We as a collective still seem to be stuck on this system.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to change. This system is going to give us a better way of life. And at this particular point, it's just my opinion that it's time for us to give each other the better life that we want. Not only the
Absolutely.
Better life that we want, but the better life that we deserve.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
of the simple fact we have never been the problem here in this country, but we have always been deemed the problem
right.
just because of who we are and what we turned into, as opposed to who they wanted us to continue to be right now at this particular point and moment in time. So we got to recognize how important we are to each other.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the recognition and how destructive we are to one another, because that is what this system wants people to recognize about us, and we are destructive to one another.
Yeah.
That's not something they made up. We do each other more harm than we do one another good, and that's something that we've got to correct. Like I say all the time, you know, if we take the time to fix some of the internal problems that we suffer and go through, a lot of the external problems wouldn't even, you know, exist.
That's
because
right.
of the simple fact that without a unity, a lot of the things that have happened with us collectively could be corrected. But we keep sitting waiting on a system to correct itself. And that's a lot of what's wrong here in this country, because while we're waiting on the system to correct itself, the system is creating another problem.
Right.
The system never sees the problem it created as a problem, because it doesn't affect the system as a whole.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's up to us to really start being accountable for one another. And then we won't have to worry about this system and its inaccountability to us.
Yes, exactly. And we need to, like you said before, you know, make things happen for ourselves within our own communities. We keep sitting and waiting, like you said, for this system to correct itself. Honestly, I'm under the belief that it's not going to ever correct itself. So we need to just not even rely on that, and start relying upon each other to make some things happen for us. That's just my personal opinion and belief, and hope that that will start to happen for us. I'm done waiting on them to get it together and get it right. They're a huge part of why we are destructive towards one another, in my opinion.
Yeah, we definitely, like I say, have got to start recognizing our importance and being more accountable for one another,
mm-hmm.
and stop worrying about the things that we can't change, and just really focus on the things that we can change. Because the simple fact is, if we just change some of our habits, we can really change this system. By taking away from this system, what keeps it turning,
mm-hmm.
and that's our economic contributions,
right, exactly.
to this society.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop and just really pay attention, then we can really change the condition. And really, that's what it has come down to, and what's really going to determine whether we continue to exist or not.
Yeah,
exist, because of the simple fact that we, like I said, have got to be more accountable for one another. We've got to recognize that we need each other, because we don't have anything that we can truly call our own. So we've got to work on that, and we've got to change that so that we can at least give our children an opportunity to be more in control of their own destiny.
Absolutely.
As opposed to having someone else determine your outcome, and someone else determining your position, your status, and all of that, which really means nothing. And I said this the other week, our wealth, it lies in our knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and our ability to become self-sustaining. And that's something that we really got to focus on, because, like I say, there is about to come a time where everybody's back is going to be against the wall, going to have a lot of dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest mentality, which is already happening.
Yeah.
And you can already see that,
yeah.
certain people are taking up arms, and certain people are trying to position themselves to gain this new control that's going to come with this new world order. And we, I always say, you know, in the midst of all this madness, we can be creating some of our own new normals that will work for us.
Yeah.
Some of our own new normals that will be long-term beneficial to us as opposed to the short-term fixes that this system will give you to give you the perception of security, to give you the perception of being content or having
mm-hmm.
a content, a feeling of contentness when it's all a facade.
Right.
When everything that this system does is detrimental to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like, I mean, they about to spend millions of dollars to send a damn spaceship to the moon when people right now in this country are doing without necessities. You got a homeless population out here that surpasses any other
yeah.
country, any other nation, and they brag about being the wholesome nation,
mm-hmm.
but they don't even care about their own. And the real killer about the homeless population is most of them, the big percentage of homeless people in this country are vets, people that put their life on the line, put
country.
Their limbs on the line in order to give this country the ability to do what it does,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like I say, it's just time that we, as a people, and first of all, as a indigenous, melanated people,
right.
that we gain control of ourselves, you know, gain, redirect our energy. And not only that, it's important that we teach our children the truth about this country, because there is no such thing as a critical race theory. It's a critical race fact, because the things that they done in order to build this country and gain control and keep control is no secret.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been a divine project, and they have taking the divinity out of everything.
Yeah.
And it's either their way or no way. And you're
right.
actually seeing it more and more now with just these average Joe Blow citizens who feel as if they have the right to put us in our place.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to speak to us anyway. They have the right to know where we're going, why we're here, and all that other bullshit
right.
that this country allows. And then, like I say, when it comes to fixing those types of situations that hinder us as a people, there's no concern, there's no concerted effort to change our condition. Like I was speaking with my sister yesterday, and like I asked her, you know, who are our allies? We don't have any allies. We don't have nobody on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, nobody wants the skin knocked off of their back just for trying to do the right thing.
Right.
And that's the thing about this country. You are rewarded for doing the right thing and persecuted. I mean, you're rewarded for the wrongdoing and persecuted for doing what's
right.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And not enough people are willing to make that ultimate sacrifice for doing the right thing. There's more of a reward for doing the right thing, and it's not always associated with what man can give you, because man can't give you the ultimate reward anyway.
Right.
So, with that being said, I'm going to close this one out. I'm going to give Sister Kamisha a closing word, and then I'm going to close this one out.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for having me on this evening. This has definitely been a much-needed discussion that needs to continue, actually. We need to keep it going for sure. But just know that, you know, as a citizen, as a civilian, you do have the right. You know, if you're being pulled over by law enforcement, you do have the right to get to a safe place before you stop, in case anyone did not know that. They can tell you all day long, well, you're supposed to stop as soon as I turn my lights on. Well, as a civilian, you do have the right to travel on until you get to a place where you feel safe. We should not be accepting of, you know, the crumbs that the system wants to throw at us to try to keep us, you know, satisfied per se. No, we should want and desire way more than that, because we deserve way more than that. So I'm continuing to stand in this fight with you, Brother King. And again, we're going to continue to keep this conversation going until we see some change within ourselves and start making some things happen.
All right. Thank you. And like I said, it's just time that we stop expecting change in a society that was built to cater to. And we honestly have the ability and the power to create the proper conditions for our existence. We possess the power to change our condition. We just have to recognize that we collectively need each other. We are all we have out here. Like I say, we don't have any allies. Nobody is, you know, jumping up and down to die. Nobody's jumping up and down to be mistreated. Nobody is jumping up and down to be categorized. Nobody's jumping up and down to be discriminated against. And see, those are the things that you will experience if you choose to side with what's right. And see, the thing about it is, you know, doing what's right requires sacrifice, but in doing what's right, the rewards are always more plentiful. So keep that in mind. And like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify, because we all have a key. Thank y'all all for joining in. Thank you all for calling in, listening. Thank you all for listening online. I want to thank my Boston, Massachusetts, ActivateMedia.org family, and all those from the different countries who have been tuning in. This is why I do it. And then, you know, in doing what's right, you develop a true passion. And that passion equals love for one another. So I'm going to close out. This has been The Big Picture with Melvin C. Jr. This brought to you by the Panther Party Radio Network. Oh, and also, before I get off of here, you can go to Facebook and type in The Panther Party, The People's Party, and that is our page. You can also type in Panther Chat, The People's Chat. That is our other page on Facebook. So, like I say, take care of yourselves. You all have a good rest of your weekend. And take this week to be productive. Take this week to maybe work on something that can benefit you and your family, those grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children. It's time for us to start brainstorming a way out of this storm that we just can't seem to pull ourselves out of. So let's do that this upcoming week. Let's be more supportive of each other. Let's be more respective of each other. And let's give each other, like my brother Kevin always says, let's give each other the benefit of the doubt for a change. All right. This has been The Big Picture, Melvin Series Jr., and I am out. Everyone have enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace, power, love.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Clan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the time and show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see
they
the big
say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words say invisible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.